and manifest mercies or my way, Lord. Can't even stand up.
Listen, I just want to encourage you today to experience bold growth. We got a new series going on here, and this new series is designed to help us experience what God has for us in life. We talked a little bit before in one of our presentations about abundant living, and now we're going to talk about bold growth. What does it take to really grow spiritually and to experience all of the gifts that God has for you? Well, today we're going to talk about Limb Gospel. What is Limb Gospel? What does it mean? Listen, I'm going to take three texts from the Bible. That's three. Count them. One, two, three. Three different situations that are given to us for an example to show us just how we can relate to God. Everything that you find in the Bible is not always something that you have to imitate. You don't imitate Abraham and his lying. You don't imitate Jacob and his multiple marriages. You see how they were affected by what they did, and you learn from that. So one of the things that we're going to do today is look at the example of three different groups of people, three different situations where people experienced huge miracles and how the Lord took them towards that miracle. So we can see maybe perhaps what's going on for us. Why are we out on a limb, or why do we need to be out on a limb? If you look at 1 Kings 17, you can see the story of Elijah with the widow woman when he went down and he was running away and the Lord told him to go find the widow woman. What did he say to her in verse 12? 1 Kings 17:12, the widow woman actually says to him, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son so we can eat it and die." Verse 13, Elijah said unto her, "Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and thy son. For the Lord God has said, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." And the woman went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. All right. This is something crazy. Imagine yourself a widow. You got a child to feed and you don't have any more food because there's a famine. You have no way to make food. You can only go and gather sticks and get ready to die. And the Lord sends somebody towards you who asks you for the little bit that you have left over. Talk about going out on a limb. Okay. This woman was already believing in God because she wanted to know if he was the one, he was a person that served the creator God, the living God. Even though she lived in a place where people didn't believe in God, she did. So this woman was in a position to be blessed, first of all, because she had faith in God. Now, the question that she had to answer was, how big was her faith? How big was her faith? Was she willing to believe that God would save her deep when she could do nothing for herself, but that God would save her deep? How willing was she to believe in God? God pushed her out on that limb through the prophet. She was told to feed him first. She had to feed him first in order to be blessed. If she had taken that food and fed her child and then said, "Well, let the Lord provide for Elijah," would she have been blessed? They would not have survived the famine if she hadn't been willing to go out on a limb and trust God to do what he said. She had to be willing to believe that God would provide for her. So here's our first lesson that we learn. Unless we are willing to allow God to do the impossible will not be done in our lives. Say that again. Unless we are willing to allow God to do the impossible will not be done in our lives. If you want to see miracles, you have to make room for miracles. Step out on the limb. Now, quickly, let's go on over to Exodus chapter 14. Now, you're all familiar with what happened with the Israelites when they came out of the land of Egypt. They were being chased down by Pharaoh, who had decided that what he had done had been something happening on impulse and grief, and that he really, 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 really was God, and he didn't have to listen to the creator of the universe, even though he was stronger than he was. Well, Exodus chapter 14 shows us what happened with the Israelites. Well, what happened to them? The Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water to the right and to their left. This is Exodus 14, verse 29. Okay. The Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right and on their left. But what had happened with the Israelites? How did they end up going through the sea, which, as you know, is a body of water? Okay. We know this now to be a river. This was a thick river, a deep and thick river that used to flow down. And all of the Israelites, here they are marching towards this body of waters. Maybe some of them couldn't swim. After all, they were slaves. These people were working all the time. They had been slaves for hundreds of years. And maybe some of them could not swim. But here the Lord was pushing them towards a body of water, telling them to go forward, right? The Lord told them to go forward. He told Moses, look, you don't need to be afraid. Of course, you got mountains on the right side. You got mountains on the left side. And you got this river in front of you. Don't be afraid. Just be still and watch what I do. And everybody, go forward. Okay? He said, Why are you looking at me? I told you, I'm going to take care of you. I told you to go in this direction. Why did you stop? See, that's something that we need to think about. Because if you look in Exodus chapter 14, verse 15, how many times do you find yourself out on the limb and you're like, Lord, there's no more branch. I don't have anywhere else to go here. There's no more branch. Well, that's kind of what happened with Moses and the children of Israel. The Lord told them to go in that direction instead of the other direction. This is the direction that he led them in. And when they got there, they were stuck, or it seemed like they were stuck because they stopped. Verse 15, and the Lord said unto Moses, why do you cry unto me? Talk to the children of Israel and tell them to go forward. Lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And that's exactly what happened. When the children of Israel listened to the Lord and stepped off the edge of that limb, they had already run out of Israel. They were already out on a limb. They didn't have any way to get back. They had burned their bridges, right? But in a good way, okay? And they got out there. They got out there because they followed God according to what God had told them. And they went out there on a limb and went out gloriously with gifts being given to them from all of the other Egyptians. They were filled and they were fat. And then finally they were trapped until God told them, move forward. Don't you stop in your effort. This is something for you to learn. Don't you stop. When God tells you to do something, you keep going forward, because just possibly he has asked you to go out onto a limb so that the blessing that is coming behind you will give you room to fly. If you're not out on the limb, you're not going to be able to fly. And in this instance, the children of Israel looked up, they stepped down towards the water, which in every realistic view of things, every natural view of things, would be something that would swallow them up. But instead of them being swallowed up, the hand of God reached out in a miraculous way, as he wanted to do the entire time, and parted the waters. So they went through on dry ground to the left and to the right of them. I want you to remember today that perhaps the Lord has taken you out on a limb so that your blessing can allow you to fly. Step out on that limb, participate in the limb gospel, and experience bold growth. Now, Hebrews 11:29 says, It is by faith that the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. The Egyptians tried to do the same thing that the Israelites had done. It was only reckless, because they were not following their creator. They had not been called onto the limb, and they were drowned. You better make sure. Make sure of your faith. Make sure of your understanding of God. Make sure that you are doing what he has asked you to do. Whatever he's called you to, he will equip you to do. All right, 2 Kings chapter 4, the widow's oil. Okay, now we talked about the lady who had the faith and who had the little bit to get started with. And we talked about the children of Israel who had already been called out to a task but reached an impasse. And the Lord provided a solution. Now let's talk about those situations in life where you have nothing and everything is stripped away. And now your very essentials are threatened. This is a woman whose husband was a prophet. Now, they didn't live wealthily. And unfortunately, her husband died and she was in debt. Now, in those days, they still had debtor situations where if you were in debt, they could take your kids, they could sell your house, they could put you in prison until you were able to pay them back, in work camps and things like that. We're not really too far from that in these days. But this is what happened to the woman. What did she do? She went to Elisha, the prophet of God, who had a double portion of the Holy Spirit, had a double portion of what Elijah had. And she went to him and asked for help. She said, there's nothing. They're coming to take my sons. They're going to turn them into slaves. These are sons of the prophet. There's nothing that I can do. I don't have anything. What should I do? Elisha said, what do you have? She had nothing but the essential. She had a little bit of oil. What did the Lord tell her to do? The Lord, through the prophet Elisha, said, go get jars. What? What do I need jars for? I have a little bit of oil, and you want me to get some jars? The jars are going to be way bigger than the oil that I have. And you want me to go get jars? But yes, go get some jars. Pour the oil that you have into those big jars and let God move. What happened to that woman? She got as many jars as she could get. She locked herself up in her house and her sons, and they took the jars and they poured and poured and poured and kept on pouring. Let me tell you something. When you take what God has given you, the little gift that he's given you, and you decide that you're going to use it for him and you're going to be obedient to what he has commanded you to do, you will begin to pour. And you may feel like you have nothing left, but the oil will keep on coming. You trust God today. I want to encourage you. Trust God today. You step out on a limb. This is the limb gospel. Go forth and he will prosper you, but you got to go forth. He's not going to prosper you unless you let him, unless you allow the Lord to do the impossible in your life. The impossible will never happen. I want you to remember the woman who was a widow, whose sons, her very own sons, were going to be stripped away to be slaves. I want you to remember how the children of Israel had to keep pressing forward. When God has told you to do something, you keep doing it. Nothing has changed until he changes his word. The thing remains. You keep going forward so that he can bless you. The further you go into his will, the greater miracles you will see. Bold growth is what we're seeking today. I want you to remember that God loves you. He will bless you. He will prosper you. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Lord, now I have found out how you educate me through the trials that are on my way. Grace and mercy on my way, Lord.